Time for our Finally Friday conversation here at 9:35 this Finally Friday morning. Jackie Leonard, Keith Hansey with us from Northwoods Community Realty. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All right, it's time to talk real estate here this morning, but before that, let's talk pumpkins because, boy, they're everywhere this time of year.
Yes, they are.
Let's talk about a pumpkin giveaway. What you doing with a pumpkin giveaway?
So tomorrow morning from 10 to 1, we're giving away pumpkins. We've done this the last couple of years, and so we're welcoming anybody to come down and get a free pumpkin. We'll do it right out front of our office there.
Okay.
And we do have a pumpkin carving contest, so you can either check out the stuff on our Facebook page or we give you the instructions when you get your pumpkin. If you just send us a picture of your pumpkin, put it on our Facebook page or text it over to us, we'll enter you in the pumpkin carving contest.
That's pretty cool. And corner North 4th and Mohawk here in Tomahawk, is this happening in Lake Tomahawk at the office there too?
Nope. We usually take over the leftover pumpkins, and then we'll do it up north if we have some leftover pumpkins. So the pumpkin crop was a little down this year.
Okay.
So I have two big Gaylords of pumpkins. I think last year we had three, but we have plenty, so if anybody wants to stop.
What's a Gaylord? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're these, you know, just a big, huge container, if you can imagine.
See, that's like, what I like call them, big, huge containers.
Yeah.
Like you see at Walmart, you know, they just have them heaping in these big containers in the middle of the aisle. So
I've seen a Gaylord,
yeah, yes. Yeah, it's filled my trailer full. So we'll have the trailer out there, and if any of my past clients stop by and say hi, I've got some mums, too. So.
Oh, nice. So yeah. Pumpkins and mums tomorrow at Northwoods Community Realty. Mohawk and North 4th here in Tomahawk tomorrow. What are the hours again, Jackie?
10 to 1.
10 till 1 tomorrow here in Tomahawk. Keith, going to switch gears to you because, I could not think of any better advice for somebody who owns a home right now. It's a good time to list. Don't rake. Don't get that dock out of the water. Just leave it there. Call Northwoods Community Realty instead.
Yes. Give us a call. We'll get that house listed, get it sold right away so you don't have to worry about that yard work.
So what if people say, well, I worried about how it's going to show with all those leaves laying around and all that kind of stuff?
Well, if we get in soon enough and we can get it listed, get pictures and get it on the on our MLS and Facebook page and stuff. But, you know, the idea behind that is just now is a great time to sell.
Yeah.
And focus your energy on looking for houses, and I mean, obviously you want your house presentable for listings and stuff, but it's a great slogan, I think, for the fall. Let's just
Just
sell it.
Don't get the dock out. List it right now. Last month when we were together, we talked about the fact that this time of year is really good time to list. People are might not want to do all the work it takes to shut down the place and then go back home and such.
Right.
Have you seen the influx of listings like you thought?
We're starting to see them come in.
Okay.
This year seems to be a little bit behind, but I don't know if it's because it was such a nice, hot, long summer, early fall. But, you know, nationwide in our area too, the listings are just still down,
but fingers are still crossed.
Yes.
What about the fact that what do you think is holding things up? What are you telling folks, Jackie or Keith, when it comes to the interest rates? It's all over the news. Interest rates are going up. What mortgage rates are at like a 7%, I think, right now is the last number I heard. But people shouldn't just necessarily take that to the bank. It is what it is, but there are ways that you can get that number down, and especially if you've been a homeowner for a while, just go with that rate for a little while. It'll be time to refinance and things will come down. But so what do you tell people about when it comes to, well, the interest rates are, what's the automatic response, Jackie?
Yeah, so I just had a situation where we had a listing and somebody made an offer, and at that time the rates were, you know, right around six, high sixes, seven, and now he went to offer on the same property because it hadn't sold, and we've done some price reductions. And because in the higher price point, that market definitely dropped off this fall. So if you have money to be in that $800, $1 million, you know, I would say 500 and up price point, those listings are definitely starting to come down. We've had them on the market, and you know, sellers just want to sell before winter, and they're starting to do price reductions. So it's a good time to take a look at those listings. But unfortunately, this person, because the interest rates went up, he couldn't afford it anymore. So what we did, you know, like we're trying to be creative. So what we did is, instead of doing a big price reduction on the property, you know, coming down on the purchase price. They gave him money back towards his closing costs, and they also allowed him to buy down his rate, which allowed him to have a more affordable payment, and then he was able to qualify for the loan.
So, Keith, one of the things we've been stressing through this whole stretch is don't necessarily look at the listen to the national news for a baseline, but necessarily it's not the same here locally. So don't just take that to the bank. Call local folks like you.
Exactly. Call us, and then, excuse me, work with local lenders too, because there is other options. You can do a 5-year ARM, a 7-year ARM at a lower interest rate, and then refinance in 4 or 5 years. Interest rates will be down, hopefully, but you know there is options. You're not just stuck in, you know, oh, you can only do a 30-year conventional.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always options out there. So,
and the only way to find out is to call a local lender and a local agency like yourselves. I saw a headline the other day. I'm curious about what you guys think about this when you see these kind of headlines nationally. Wall Street thinks that all the homes in the United States of America are overpriced right now. That was the headline. Wall Street says homes are overpriced. What is your reaction to that, Jackie?
Well, I've been doing this 20 years, and I've never seen prices higher. So that's probably, in my mind, an accurate statement.
But isn't that just a natural progression in, like everything else?
It's supply and demand.
Okay.
So, you know, do we think the demand is going to go down in the next couple years? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it is going to go down. So the only thing that will dictate that in our market, and one thing I know is Tomahawk is very, very different. We just went to the WRA convention. We're sitting there with other real estate agents. They work in, you know, neighborhoods and, you know, city homes.
Right.
And this is so different. If you can imagine how many regular homes we have here, and then add on top of that all the second homes, I think we probably have more second homes than we have primary homes in definitely certain areas. So what happened, you know, like in the downturn, is where we had all of these second homes come on the market, because if things start to get tight and the economy starts to dip, the first thing you're going to have to sell is your second home, mm-hmm. especially if this time of year you go and it's mom and dad, and the people that I think will probably be the people selling in the next year are people that are getting pinched by inflation. It's, you know, probably a retired couple. They're trying to hang on to the family cabin, and, you know, they can't afford the groceries and the gas, and, you know, everything has just gone up. And they're living on a fixed income, and they just look at it and they go, we just can't do this anymore, and it's a lot of work and nobody comes up anymore. So those are the people that we see come in, and they're, you know, it breaks their heart to sell.
Oh,
it.
Yeah, I bet.
It's one of the most difficult things, that decisions that they have to make, and we really try to walk those people through that and be compassionate with them, because it's probably harder for them to sell that cabin than it is their primary home that they've lived in for 30 years, because that's where they make all their memories. So we try to make that process easy and help them understand, you know, everything that goes along with that, and try to get them the best price for their property. But I really think that will increase the supply on second homes. Obviously there's people in this market that would definitely buy a lakefront property to live year round, right?
Yes, yes.
So
I know somebody very close to me that would.
Right. So I really think that will increase the supply moving forward. You know, so are those properties, you know, it depends on what area you're in.
It
depends if you're in a market where there's just a really low supply, and I don't see in bigger cities, I don't see that demand going down. But maybe in areas like us, it might be that there is more supply than demand.
Anything you'd add to that, Keith?
No, that's
pretty much
supply and demand. Yeah. I mean, it. You look at, you know, that same headline you could use for vehicles. You could use it for, I mean, everything is at the highest point right now. And a lot of that is driven by supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were talking, 4 years ago, we'd always have about 200 listings that we would kind of carry. And we were at like 40.
Okay.
And that's been, like that now for 3 years.
So,
which is
fingers crossed. That's about all we can do at this point is keep the fingers crossed. Since I've been paying real close attention to the real estate market, I see three basic categories. So tell me how close I am on this. There's seems to be a lot of houses out there at 200,000 or less. Then you go from 200,000 to 500,000. There's a good supply of those, and there's a pretty decent supply over 500,000 as well. Are those the correct, am I breaking it down correctly? Are those the three basic groups, 200 or less, 200 to 500 and 5? Because I'm thinking people fit into those kind of categories. And are there any more categories, or are those the three basics? How close am I here?
No, that's pretty close. I mean, you're looking at first-time home buyers are usually 200 and
right.
under.
Yeah.
And then the 2 to 5 is your primary houses and the lake cabins, maybe smaller lake cabins,
yeah.
and then you know the 500 and up, obviously, or the lake homes are usually, they have a lot of land.
Sure.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
So of those three categories, is there one that you're seeing more activity in than another?
Yeah, I think it definitely, anything 200 and under on either, whether a lake lot or a cabin, you know, and those are typically pretty rough or seasonal cabins, you know, those are like, you know, in high demand. There
okay.
seems to be a lot of people just looking for a little, you know, a starter place to get on the lake. And then in that 2 to, you know, even maybe 3. I think 3 mm-hmm. is probably the cap on that. I just listed one at 275, and we had tons of offers, 7 offers, and but they weren't, you know, it was listed at 275, but they weren't offering like way over 3 like they
okay.
had been. So I think there's that group, and they all had financing except for like 1. So we've kind of went from a lot of cash buyers in that price range to now they're getting inspections, they're getting financing. So I think we're whittling down on some of those competitive markets that from 2 to 300 on water was like on fire. Like mm-hmm. you could expect it to go way over ask price and have this crazy bidding war. So that's starting to loosen up if anybody is looking. And we just, talking about, you know, list don't rig. So we just went out and droned 3 properties that we know that are coming soon, and they're just not quite ready to put it on the market, but we want to make sure we capture it on the beautiful leaves this week and the actual sunshine, which I don't know that we're going to see for next week and a half.
Yeah, right.
So we definitely have people that are, you know, going to be putting stuff on the market moving forward because they just don't want to carry it through winter.
Well, that's good news because, yeah, there's a lot of people out there waiting. And you just mentioned the Wisconsin Realtors Association convention. Let's talk a little bit about that now, too. It must be fascinating talking to other people face-to-face from other markets and war stories, if you will. Let's go over the Wisconsin Realtors Association now. What did y'all take away from that?
The biggest takeaway for me on that was just learning what AI is going to do for us in the future.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
how,
it's
that's,
everywhere, yeah.
how that's mm-hmm. going to help us. I took a couple good classes on that. And as a broker, I always like to take a couple broker classes just to see what, you know, other brokers are doing. And we're still, you know, desperately recruiting agents, you know, to hopefully be up in the Lake Tom office. So just what can I learn to try to recruit people into the real estate, maybe from another profession, or maybe they're already a seasoned real estate agent and coming forward. You know, there's so many real estate agents. One thing I learned is 85% of real estate agents quit in the first 5 years.
Why is that?
85%.
Why is that?
That's really bad. So I think just people just don't know everything that we do. They just think it's easy. And
yeah,
it's
sit back
not.
In the office, wait for the yeah. phone to ring, yeah. and then collect the check.
Nothing
right.
to it.
Yeah.
You really have to be passionate about it. And one thing that I've learned with recruiting agents and having them realize it's not for them is, so I'm really looking for people that are already real estate agents at this point, because I've tried the other route and it has not worked
okay.
out so well. So I think they just get into it and they don't realize that we are pretty much, you have your phone on you 24/7 and people
right.
are relying. In this market in particular, I think if people would have joined in a different market, this isn't as immediate as it is right now. Like, you know,
right.
if you don't get on it, you're going to lose it.
Right.
So if you have an agent that's not attentive to that, you could lose out on a house, and that would be very disappointing for buyers. And sellers, you know, expect that level of service too. So I think moving forward, it'll get easier for real estate agents to be able to not has, you know, have this stuff be so, like, intense. It's very intense right now, I have to
say. So Keith is like a freak.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, I can't tell you enough, you know, talking to other people. We have such a great team, and I feel so grateful to have all of the people that we have, because they do a great job. And they love it. You know, you have to love this.
If you're watching HGTV all the time, if you're cruising Zillow all the time, this might be for you. This career might be for you. What is the ideal? What are some of the characteristics you look for in a person that they've not in real estate now, but they've wanted to explore this career for a long time? What are some of the characteristics you're looking for? What makes a good real estate agent?
I just think that you have to be passionate about dealing with people. You have to be able to talk to people. You know, it's really a relationship business. You know, you have to really like relationships with people.
Patience has to be right up at the top of that list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to know how to handle objections and really have empathy for the people that you're working with, because they can test you and mm-hmm. on a daily basis sometimes, and you just have to be able to walk them through the process and want to help people.
I'm a difficult client, aren't I? I'm not the most patient man in the world. In fact, it's the email things. I'm not very patient, so maybe I wouldn't be the best real estate. I'm fascinated by real estate. I always have been, and maybe I wouldn't be the best agent because, my patience is sometimes short. I want things happening like this, and we're not in this market right now.
Not right now.
So keep that in mind if you want to make a career change. Would you add anything to that, Keith?
Just, you know, that's on the front end. And then on the back end, you know, let's say, like, I have 5 accepted offers right now. They're all in different timing, different stages, different stuff going on, inspections, appraisals, banks. So 1 minute you may be working on one deal, 1 minute you're on another, and then you get a call to go look at some vacant land, and then you're looking at a $20,000 lot, and then you're looking at a $1.1 million lake house.
Yeah.
So you got to be, you know, flexible, and
you better know how to prioritize too.
Yes, and that's a big thing. And that was some of the classes we went to this weekend, was on, you know, prioritizing, and making lists, and figuring out what needs to get done first, and then, you know, running that checklist down.
And on our end of things, that kind of the same thing, making a list. Here's the good parts about this, here's the not so good parts about this, and then you get to your decision.
And the more, you know, in today's day and age with phones and everything, hardly anybody writes lists anymore, but I've sat down with customers and write pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write them out and you talk about it, visualize it.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's not so bad. You know, it's good to go old school once in a while and just write stuff down.
Balance list is one of the first things I learned in business.
Yeah.
Make a balance list and go from there. It's hunting season right now. Before we close out here this morning, what's out there for hunting land, cabins, that kind of stuff?
We're starting to see some more listings. I've got 240 acres listed out on Coffee Creek with an old log cabin on it. Beautiful, beautiful land, trails all the way through it. I think we have it listed for $385, and 80 of the acres is an MFL closed. So for tax purposes, the taxes on all that land are really, really desirable. And we're getting more. We're putting an ad in the Wisconsin Outdoor News with all our hunting land.
Okay.
We like to advertise out there along with the Facebook and Instagram and the MLS and internet.
Yeah, so I've got some more down in the Rib Lake area, a beautiful 80 acres down there, and then I have a very remote off-grid cute cabin on
Mount Lane. I saw the pictures of that one. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So
best outhouse ever.
Ever.
Period.
And they said it's not a bat, it's a bathhouse.
A bathhouse. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. So if anybody's looking to get off-grid, I've also got a a place in Harrison Hills. It doesn't have a whole lot of acreage, but it's like a, it's a trailer house with a brand new like 3-plus car garage, and it just very secluded. It doesn't have a whole lot of acreage, but that's all surrounded by that Harrison Hills county land. So if anybody's interested in something a little more affordable.
So there are opportunities out there for somebody, and it's just a matter of bringing people together, right?
Yep.
So what are the regular hours with Northwoods Community Realty? How can people reach out to you best?
Yeah, so we're at the office from 8 to 5 every day, and we're very, very consistent with those hours. I'm very proud of that. And we also have the Lake Tom office, and you can reach us at the office at 715-453-2673, or catch us on the web or Facebook anytime.
I hope your Gaylords are empty at the end of business tomorrow.
Me too.
Thank you too very much. I learned something. My new word today, Gaylords. There we go. Thanks, you too, and have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Jackie and Keith from Northwoods Community Realty here on the Sunrise Show. I got to shut her down after this break.